Hey guys, welcome to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. I'm Rocky.
And I'm Jiffy. And you're listening to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. Can you believe the shit that's going on?
No, you want to talk about it? Stupid. It's not working.
I'm sad to say as your eyes are puffy from...
Yeah.
Whatever activities you've partaken in.
Oh, yes. Yes.
But maybe it's not working today.
It's not. Nothing is working.
I'm so sorry.
Today.
We'll talk about some things so that we can make it work.
True. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes.
I can't stop looking at you. Okay. I'm going to introduce the episode so I can stay on task.
Yes. Oh, I just want to say you're going to have to take the lead because I can't see.
Oh, my God. She can barely open her eyes, people.
Got a magnifying glass up in here.
Right? Just.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
You look like Hitch. Remember Hitch where he was allergic?
Oh, my God. Oh,
his
yes.
His allergic reaction.
Yes. He's like, oh, his lips are so.
I'm so glad you made it safely.
Yes.
Oh my God. I would have called in.
No.
I would have called in.
I was thinking about it, but I was like, wait, but we've already paid for it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, today's episode is going to be about entrepreneurship. Not just entrepreneurship, women in entrepreneurship. And we have a very special guest to talk to us about how that works, and how that worked for her, and some of the things that she might have seen. And I'm an entrepreneur too.
Yes, you
are. But it's
are.
Better when it comes from other people, because you guys are like tired of me. I think.
No.
Okay.
Not
no. Mm-mm.
So, yep, that's all I got to say about that.
Okay.
You want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, my name is Lauren Wappelhorst. And I own Texas PC Recycling.
Okay.
That's awesome.
And Texas PC Recycling is?
At Texas PC Recycling, we recycle old computers, servers, cell phones, and all types of cords and chargers. We work with businesses and residents to keep this old tech out of the landfill.
Wow. That's good.
I feel like I was just in a commercial. Thank you for that. Thank you so much.
That was good. How long have you been doing this?
So I've been in the industry for over a year now. I had the opportunity to manage a similar company. And then 6 months ago, I got to open my very own. So it's kind of a running joke. Yay. Perfect timing. LLC docs came through on March 6th. And wow. Then we all went home.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Because COVID was like, what, March?
Just mid-March. In. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right after Valentine's, I remember.
We actually started our podcast in March. So
that's
like
right.
So by the third episode, it was like, what is COVID?
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
So we didn't know what to do. That. Yeah.
We talked about like, we thought, you know, all these different conspiracies and then, you know, find out it's real. And
oh, that's so interesting to be able to have watched yourself go through it on the podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
yeah. It was crazy.
It was crazy.
And now it's 6 months later and we're still here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Social distancing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're so far away.
I'm so safe.
Okay. So we're going to be talking just a little bit more in depth about like what led you to your own company in entrepreneurship. And one of the huge reasons why you're on the show is because you've provided some inspiration for me as well.
Thank you.
So just a little background. I met Lauren from, I have a business called Smash Therapy, which I never talk about on the podcast.
I don't know.
Like
why.
Ever. Maybe today, you know, maybe today is the day.
Yay, we can talk about Jiffy a little bit.
We never talk about me. We always talk about Rocky.
I know.
I'm just more
I'm
comfortable.
Getting boring.
I'm just like more comfortable hearing about her. And then she's going to like make me open up eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so Lauren and I, we met. And this is me explaining to you, too, because you're like, do I know Lauren? No, you don't know Lauren.
No, I don't.
You know now. You know
I know.
Now.
Best friends.
So I met her through working at Smash Therapy, and she did work for a similar company where they were recycling our old tech. And we just continued our relationship when she started her company. Mm-hmm. But she just kept saying, like, you know, when are you going to do this full time? It's just such a great business. And she had a lot of good things to say. And then when I saw her open her company, I was like, oh, my God, I can do this. Wait, no, I'm scared. Nope, I can do this. So that's why she's here.
Wow. Thank you.
If she can inspire me, she can inspire, like, all the listeners that we have.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And I know that we're focusing on women in entrepreneurship, and mm-hmm. actually the majority of our listeners are men, mm-hmm. but I'm sure you can inspire men, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's probably a
in a rut. Yes. I mean, we all face the same challenges, for sure.
Yeah, I think women got a little rougher.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
As far as the mentality of starting a business, yeah. owning a business, the things True. That you have to think about.
Can she manage? Does she know what she's doing? Like, that's the things that...
Oh, gosh, I didn't even think about that.
That's the things we have to face.
But before we get to what we're getting to,
mm-hmm.
go on, rant.
My rant.
Rant. Get it off your chest.
Oh,
you feel this way. And look this way for a reason.
Oh, yeah. I've been crying. I've been pretty emotional. It's weird because I when it happens, I know exactly what I'm going to say on the show. Like, oh, my goodness. I'm going to rant about this. And it's going to go just like this. And then I get up here and it's like, I feel like it's like so weepy. But I'm just really irritated with disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna, you know, say any names, but you know, a situation happened yesterday, made me feel really uncomfortable, and I was already feeling kind of, what's the word? Is inadequate the word to use? Like when you don't feel whole?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's kind of, I already felt that way, and so I was helping someone out, and you know, it just didn't work out. I don't even know how to explain it because I've never, like, explained it like this before. But
And don't feel pressured. You don't mm-hmm. have to, like, talk about that situation.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
you know, if yeah. feel like this is good.
But it just, you know, I think it was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. Like, mm-hmm. I was just so irritated. For one, I was disrespected in my own home. And I know good and well I don't carry myself in that type of a manner. In which, you know, he thought, and I didn't, you know, he kept on, I didn't receive it, like, you know, go away. So it's just not even that, but it's just like one more thing, you know? And another thing is, it's like, this always seems to happen. Like these situations, I don't know if this is like, does this happen to a lot of women where we, you know, where we're put in awkward positions and, you know, of course we can get out of it. We can get away. Nothing happened, of course, but still like it, you know, we were disrespected. We were belittled. We were, and now we're left feeling less than. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I feel less than. I feel unworthy and worthless, you know, like when, you just don't understand. I hope I'm explaining it. I hope it's making sense. But the point that I'm trying to get across is please, people, be responsible for your actions. You don't know what a person has been through. You don't know what they're going through. And when you want to use, you know, things as an excuse, you know, weed, alcohol, porn. I don't care for whatever situation you want to use that as an excuse. That's not an excuse. You still have to answer for what you did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We're not animals. We're human beings, and we need to act like it. Because I'm just, you know, re-trauma. Is that the word? Re-traumatized.
Yeah.
It's just so upsetting. And then on top of it, it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful. So disrespectful. And that, I think that's why I'm so angry, is I'm just so disrespected. That's all.
Yeah, I think you have a right to be angry, especially when somebody forces whatever it is that they're trying to force. And like you said, you didn't want to receive that. Mm-mm. You don't carry yourself in that manner. That's not the route that you want to take your life in. I think a lot of women do experience it. Mm-hmm. I don't think that you're alone. And I think that as women, that's what sometimes we have to deal with. And I mean, I'm not okay with that. But I do feel like it is important to, and maybe one day you'll tell like the story, because it is, it's very vague. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, if you got
a lot from it. did you kind of like know what you have an idea, right?
So I am an outsider to this conversation.
Okay. And so is everybody else.
Everybody else is too. So I'm right there with you guys.
Okay. So tell me, how did I do?
I think that when you are in a place where you are feeling insecure, when you are feeling inadequate, it's easy to take on other people's comments. And one book I really love is The Four Agreements. Mm-hmm. And one of the agreements is nothing's ever about you. Mm-hmm. And it took me a lot of time to internalize that even if someone says something towards me, it has nothing to do with me. It can be where they're at in that moment, where they're coming from, everything from their perspective. And so I don't have to internalize it. Mm-hmm. That's on them and whatever is happening with them right now. Mm-hmm. And I know that I'm great. And if I can process through what just happened, and if it brought something back up that you've been struggling with, then now's a great time to pull that thing back into your life. Does it take journaling? Does it take processing through it again? Does it take, hey, what is the thing that's struggling that really made that hit that button today? Mm-hmm. And then finally, I would say, speak your truth. You know, I don't know what your situation is. I had to learn to teach people how to talk to me and what is all right and acceptable and what is not.
Yeah.
And that took me speaking up for myself and saying, hey, this is how I treat myself and this is who I'm going to surround myself, other people that treat me with that same respect.
Yep, she's that a new good. Co-host.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, there she is.
Yeah, welcome aboard. Even I can't articulate that well.
I mean, like, what?
That's just awesome.
Like my soul was like, yes, yes, yes. Yes,
I'm just like, that's everything that I was thinking. Yes. Only she said it.
Exactly.
You guys are so supportive. Thank you.
That's amazing.
It's a wrap. Let's go.
Like, seriously, that's amazing.
Wow.
And I think that it's very similar to what I had been telling you. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't look for love and respect outside of yourself. When you set the example for yourself of how you want to be loved and how you should be treated and everything, then other people will follow.
Yeah.
And it definitely comes with time. Like, we don't come out in the womb knowing how to love ourselves. We don't come out in the womb knowing what we want. Like, oh man, it took me some time. And Lauren, take it. Your turn.
No, absolutely. I agree with you completely. And it's something that continues to happen. We get stuck with scents or phrases or something. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been just instantly transformed back to a moment 10 years ago?
Yes.
Where did this moment come from? Exactly. How do I have these visceral feelings from something that happened 10 years ago? And that's me telling myself, hey, Lauren, here's something that you should process now, that you should work on, because clearly it's still bothering you.
Wow.
Wow. See?
So powerful. Wise. I mean, just.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
Oh, wow. She is wise.
She really understands life. She understands people.
See? And that will tie into how you got to where you are today.
Mm-hmm.
Because people can't make the decisions to be an entrepreneur and to have their own business and to create relationships and to move forward in life if you don't have an understanding of self and of other people.
Wow.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
So intelligent. So powerful.
Well, what'd you take away from that?
I took away everything. Everything was just everything that she said, that's how I interpret it. Like, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So I do need to be careful of, like, my own energy. And,
And I need to understand that.
Yeah, I have a lot of processing to do.
We talk about mental health a lot, and we talk about like going to therapy and medications and whatever it is that we need for self.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so important. It affects every aspect of your life. And you can't take care of other people or do things for other people until you've taken care of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk to you about being a third person. So thanks.
On to entrepreneurship.
Right. Right. Okay. Now that we've got that, thank you for sharing that. Like, you know, you're being vulnerable, and you're always being vulnerable. And I promise, like, I will start to share some stuff about myself. I promise I will. It's going to come maybe next episode. Like,
hey, you're patient with me. I am patient with you.
I appreciate that. So, Lauren, if you want to talk about some of the reasons why someone would want to start their own business, or, like, you know, everything that you can think of.
Sure. I think there's tons of reasons. I think that one of the biggest and most attractive one is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, leaving the 9-to-5 and being able to make your own hours. I mean, it means everything to me that I take my nephew to school in the morning, and that's a ritual that the two of us get to have. And if I need to go to the doctor, I know, oh, I can block out this time on an afternoon and go.
Wow.
It's on my schedule because I'm the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And also, a lot of people want to be their own boss and want to know that it ends with them. I will say that I do have some control issues where I like to be in control. I do like things to be in control, and I like to have the creative side. I like to have the administrative and the organizational side, and I like to know that all of those aspects are being taken care of. And so to have ownership over every aspect to me is really attractive. I like that. And then also, your potential is limitless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're in a job and you're working in minimum wage, if you're working for a certain hourly rate, if you're working on salary, there's a limit. And when you're an entrepreneur, the sky's the limit. You can be working in your business. You can add in extra revenue streams. You can grow your business. There's so many different ways to do it. Even looking at the two of you, and that you have jobs and you have podcasts, and you're getting out to people in all these different ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's so neat. And that's one of the cool things about ownership and owning your own business that I think people really enjoy that. And if you have a love for something that's your passion, do it. You can monetize anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, we've gotten into a place where you can be an influencer, a YouTube star, you know, kids that are making millions of dollars. Yeah. If you're opening new toys, that's a thing.
I know.
If you have.
That is so big.
I know. Kyra watches those YouTube kids.
Yes.
So I'm just like, all right, Kyra's preparing for a YouTube channel.
Yeah. Oh my
yes.
God.
And if you have that drive and you want to put that time into it, you can find a way to turn it into a career, which is really cool. It's the coolest time to be right now.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Because you make money off of Old Cycle Tech. Old Recycled Tech. Yep. There you go. I said it.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the biggest questions I get, so our services are free. We recycle computers for free. And the number one question I get is, well, if it's free, how do you make money? You know, or are you a nonprofit? No, I'm a for-profit business. And in the business model, there's a way to make money. And it confuses people that that exists. But yes, absolutely. There's gold and precious metals inside of old recycled tech, inside of old tech, and it's bad to put it in the trash. I shouldn't use the word bad. Reasons we don't put it in the trash are it can cause air pollution, it can cause water pollution, and we have a finite amount of those precious materials left inside the earth. Wow. And we can get them from tech that we no longer use.
That's pretty cool.
Wow, that's very cool.
Yeah, and not only can you make money off of old tech, you can make money off of people breaking things.
Yes.
People think that that's like crazy. It's starting to become a trend. I would like to believe I was one of the very first ones to start that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can literally make money in a business off of anything.
Yeah.
Like anything.
Yeah.
the possibilities are limitless. I don't know. Can we brainstorm? What else can we make money off of?
Oh, my goodness. Everything.
You can make money off podcasts.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You guys are going to be monetizing this. People are going to be downloading your intro as their ringtone eventually.
For sure.
Unless you guys don't have it. I mean, record it. So I want it on my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That would be so cool, Tiffany.
Yeah.
We need to do it. It's going to happen.
Record people's voicemails for them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. She can do that.
We can come up with a Christmas jingle.
Oh, cool.
Oh, my God.
And then you
jingle
win.
Mail, jingle mail, jingle mail.
I'm not singing.
Playing the tambourine in the back.
Yeah. This is my spirit animal.
Oh, my God. There's a new spirit animal every episode.
Oh, my God.
Though I have to admit, now that I am actually here sitting in this chair, I think you know, she knows, I fangirl about Smash Therapy. Like, it's no one's business. Because of our partnership, people ask me all the time, so our focus is on computers.
Mm-hmm.
But when people have an old computer to recycle, they usually have a printer that they want to get rid of.
Okay.
Printers are almost all plastic. So if I take them apart in the warehouse, I'd be just throwing that plastic away. Mm-hmm. So what do? Find a way to reuse them. Send them over to Smash Therapy.
Okay.
So then people can smash them and then the metal inside can be recycled after. So yeah. I love talking about Smash. I take pictures every time they come to the warehouse and take out printers.
Yeah.
I tell everybody in all of my business networking groups they need to go to Smash and get stress relief.
Like, true.
When you guys talk about mental health, oh my goodness.
That's awesome.
And I do such a bad job at advertising, but I'll do a lot of behind the scenes things. If she asks me for anything, she knows, like, that's it. She can have it. But like... Me and posting? Oh, baby.
Oh, you forget.
I'm busy.
Oh, my God. Am I going to have like a little cue card right
now? I think even posting for the podcast, I do like once a week. Like, it's hard.
It is hard. I need to. There's a lot that we need to do.
Technologically challenged.
I'm going to overcome. I thought I was really bad, but my birthday twin is a lot worse than I am. She can't even find the CD. She can't put the CD into the
DVD. That's right, in the DVD player.
She can't do it.
She's like, baby, I don't know how to do that.
She's like, how you turn it on? She is so serious.
Oh my God.
And we're horrible with directions. Oh, Jesus. I don't know how we've...
We all have our strengths.
Yeah,
and sometimes non-strengths. Weaknesses seems like a strong word.
Yeah. There's also some other businesses. We're in this group where people have like businesses. There's a group where one lady she has a business where she gathers women together to do different events each month.
Wow.
Oh, Camp She.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yep. So there's businesses like that. And then what are some other businesses that like you can literally make a business out of anything?
Hmm.
You can open a studio.
Okay.
And rent out rooms.
All right. Yes, you can. You can.
I'm in the wrong business.
Man.
What about some of the struggles that somebody may endure or experience when they're opening a business?
Oh, so many. So many.
Yeah.
I think there are two different parts. One, when someone goes into business for something that they absolutely love, say a plumber. They're really great at plumbing. They've been working for this plumbing company for forever. They know, hey, I could be keeping so much more money for myself if I went into business for myself. I'm going to open up my own plumbing company.
Mm-hmm.
They're really great at their craft. But to your point about, oh, I don't post enough or I don't get the information out, there's the whole other side of marketing, admin, budgeting, accounting that goes into being a owner and operator that not everyone necessarily prepares for.
Hmm.
The cool part is there are so many resources for it. Actually, when I started my business, have a free mentor through the University of Houston Business Center. I need to figure out the right letters for that. They have a program where local business owners can have a free mentor. And so meet with me, walk me through steps. I mean, there are free resources for new business owners.
I had no idea. I like literally did everything myself without any help. It's crazy.
I can say that I was a witness.
I am definitely one that if someone else, I don't need to reinvent the wheel. If someone else has a system that works, mm-hmm. I will use that system.
Okay.
That makes sense to me. But then you have people like myself who are very prideful, who will not seek help and wants to do everything themselves. And I also have a control issue. And that control part of me was like, no, other people did it. You can do it too. You can figure it out on your own. And that's what I did. Now, listeners, I recommend you find the people in your area that give free mentors.
Yeah.
Because opening a business is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on which industry you're in. Do you have certain licenses or regulations mm-hmm. that you need to follow? If you're like, you know, renting out a space, do you need the fire marshal to come? Like, you know, are any ordinances that you need to follow within certain counties and cities? Like, it's a lot.
Absolutely. And that to me, having help with, so I did use a business attorney to get my LLC docs filed, to mm-hmm. get my EIN, to guide me in the direction of the best general liability insurance to use. But those things, when you're all excited about starting the business, are in the back of mind. Mm-hmm. They're really important to get it all started and make sure that you don't have any legal hiccups mm-hmm. that you wouldn't want.
And then if you want to go the hard route, you find your Secretary of State website and then you learn how to file those forms yourself without having to pay someone to do it. I did.
Oh, my Lord.
Now I actually file people's I've in the past week, I filed 3 LLCs for other people and just charged them like $40 to do it.
That's what a great way to make money.
Right.
Hustler.
Yes.
I'm a hustler, baby.
Yeah.
And to be fair, if there are videos out there and there are step-by-step instructions, mm-hmm. and absolutely you can do those things yourself. So I would say that for me, I chose the easier route instead of... And it all depends, right? So for me, posting content, I don't have a creative director that posts content for me on social or follows up with my clients. That's me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so figuring out within your budget, you know, what's going to be you that you take on and what are you going to hire for?
Mm. So that sounds a little difficult because you would want to do everything yourself, like you. I can just see it in your eyes. She's like, yeah, you can do it.
It depends.
I can do it.
And it depends on what mind frame you're in, because everybody's a different type of entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Like, there's somebody who wants to own and operate, and then you have somebody who just wants to open and wants other people to operate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I opened my business, I'm like other, like many other people who didn't have a lot of money. And the option of paying somebody like $300 to file my documents, it wasn't there. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, I need to figure out how to do this on my own. And then I figure out my insurance on my, you know, I just figured everything out on my own. And I feel like a lot of people do that. But then, you know, like Lauren said, you do have to figure out, you know, are these names taken? Mm-hmm. Is there a trademark or a copyright infringement, which I learned how to do all of that, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's these databases that you can go in and you can check manually. You don't need, like, a professional to do it, although, you know, you think that you would, but you don't have to.
Okay.
But I think there's different types of entrepreneurs. And now I'm the person who can help other people mm-hmm. start their own businesses.
Wow.
But there are definitely like a lot of struggles. And then there's the money thing. Like some people feel like, oh my God, you need thousands of dollars to start a business, but you don't. Like I literally started with zero money, like just a dream. That was it.
Wow. I want to work for myself. I've always wanted to work for myself.
What do you want to do for yourself?
She's smiling big.
I would like to sell some hair products. I think about and write down, which I've just recently started doing. I call it manifesting.
Oh.
If you really want it.
Yeah.
And, you know, start dreaming, writing it down, making preparations for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I want to do, you know, different body and hair creams, lotions, perfumes, stuff like that.
Sounds
I've always
like
wanted to do that.
She can start a website and then order from different vendors and mm-hmm. then sell on the website.
Oh, wow.
it's very similar to what a lot of people do is they order in bulk from vendors. Mm-hmm. And then you have this website that has everything that people are looking for in, for your target audience.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to
sell. I know what the jar is going to look like, mm-hmm. everything. So.
Oh, you're going to make the products?
Well, I that's what I was thinking of doing.
I was thinking that you were going to sell products that already existed.
Oh.
Oh, but
I didn't know that.
You can, yeah.
I didn't know that there was, that was an option.
Mm-hmm. We can talk about it. I don't want to give all the secrets away. No. Because you have some people who, like, lots of people who sell, like, lip glosses and eyelashes and sunglasses and T-shirts. Mm-hmm. They order these things from different vendors, whether, like, they're in the States or outside of the States, and then they sell them on their website.
Oh, okay.
And shoes, like, these are not things that people are making. They're not making, like, I mean, I'm not at home making, you know, my own hair products and selling them, although you can.
I like doing stuff like that. It's calming.
Nice. Yeah.
It's very calming.
That's exciting.
That is exciting. So when, like, on our podcast, we usually talk about, like, our journey. And I think that each episode we're moving towards some sort of independence. And prior to this one, we talked about what it would take for us to own our own homes.
Okay.
And now we're trying to venture out. I mean, I own a business and, like, oh my gosh, several others are in my mind, but this is something that Rocky always wanted to do. Like, she's tired of working for these people. Like, it's just a mess.
Rocky, we need to talk. I got some ideas for you.
But there's always fear, and maybe we can talk about this too. There's always fear of, what am I going to do for health insurance? What am I going to do if I stop working and getting a consistent check? Mm-hmm. Like, how am I going to, like, talk about, did any of those things, like, happen to you? Were they in your mind, or have you heard stories, or, like, how do people get past that?
Absolutely. And I think that you've done it in a really brilliant way with Smash Therapy, in that you have, well, one, it's cool that you're inspired by your work that you do to start Smash Therapy. When I say fangirl, I mean I really know a lot about Smash Therapy.
Yeah.
And funny. So having the business and working your current job, I think, is incredible. And if you have the time to do that, that is the best way. I know someone that owns an extremely successful business here in town, and that's how he started. He would work his 8 hours, and then he'd work another 6 to 8 hours every single night on the business. And that's what he did until he knew that it was enough to replace his income.
Okay.
And so that's what it takes sometimes, either having a job and having your side hustle until your side hustle can turn into your main hustle, working on the weekends. For me, it was saving up a certain amount of money and knowing, okay, this is the, having my business plan written out, having my budget written out, having all of those things in place so that when I was ready to pull the trigger, I was as confident as I could be. Those fears are still there, though. It is a completely different world when you're the one responsible for your paycheck.
Yeah.
And I think that finding ways to fight that fear, though we have fear for so many things in life. I was just listening to something that was saying our mind fights us because it wants to be, it's risk intolerant. So even when things are small, our mind will build them up big because it doesn't want us to hurt. Like, it doesn't want us to get hurt.
Wow.
And so our mind will make some risks seem even riskier.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't want us to get hurt. Because if we stay the path that we know and is our normal and is comfortable, then it knows what the outcome's going to be.
Yeah.
That's exactly like the, you could use that example for, like, working out. Like, you hear the coaches yelling, keep pushing, pushing. You're stronger than what you know you are. You got this. Keep going. And before you know it, they can do it. But it's like, you know, like, I've even heard someone say, oh my God, my fat is crying out. It's dying. The weakness is dying. It's leaving my body. Like that. I've heard people, like, say that just to get themselves, like, through the workout.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, whatever you need to push yourself through that. And there are so many different things. So I'd say the fear is there. And so what can you do to minimize that fear? And being prepared is going to help the most. Having contingencies, having backups. And, you know, books would say at least have 6, 12, 18 months. You know, whatever it is for you in your current situation, of backup to know that, okay, if I do hit something, I have a little bit of a cushion to work with.
Yeah, and preparedness is hard.
Oh my goodness.
So I've had my full-time job and my business, which is open like on the weekends, and I work the full-time job through the week, and for 2 years now. And although I see there's a consistent paycheck at my full-time job and there's some consistency and growth in my business, there's like a fear of, oh my God, like, what if? And then we think about like the pandemic, like the business was closed for 2 months and I wasn't prepared for that to happen. Then I was thinking, thank God I have a full-time job because that, you know, that supplements what I'm missing at the business. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh God, there's like plan A, plan B. Do I have enough saved? Maybe not for 6 months, probably not even a year. Oh my God, not even a month. So it's just like, I agree. There should be a plan. A plan actually does help with a lot of fear. But then you start to rationalize and think like, oh my God, plans don't always happen as we plan. Mm-hmm. But I think being positive helps. And gosh, I don't know how you got that attitude, but goodness.
My positive you. Saying, stay safe.
Yeah. Your mind can make you do anything, mm-hmm. and your mind can stop you from doing anything.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's that's like, crazy.
Yeah.
We still don't understand the brain.
It's so fascinating to me. That's why when you're talking about manifesting, I really love reading about visualization, mm-hmm. and how important it is. And stop me if you've heard this story about the first 4-minute runner. No. So for years and years, nobody had ever been able to break 4 minutes in a mile. For years, they thought it was not humanly possible. And then one day, this man did it. And within 2 years, 37 people did it.
Wow.
And it just took that one person to do it for people to realize that they could. And so they asked him, you know, how did you do it? Nobody else was able to do it. Mm-hmm. And he talked about his body couldn't physically break 4 minutes. And so he would visualize over and over and over his body taking the strides that it needed to take to break those 4 minutes. And we've seen it in different areas of business. I don't know when it happened. The first day someone broke $1 million in sales in one day, mm-hmm. and no one had ever done it. No one ever done $1 million in one day. And then boom, all these other people were doing it because it's like, oh, it's possible.
Yeah.
And so having mentors and visualizing those things, I think, is important. I like to follow different people in business that do what I, not the same business, but different mm-hmm. entrepreneurs mm-hmm. that have written books or that talk, and listen to them, listen to their stories, because that's what keeps me motivated.
Okay.
Well, you're my new mentor.
Man, I'm going to start my own business. I actually have two. I have lots of ideas. I just sit there and write and doodle, doodle, doodle.
Don't let fear hold you back. Have you noticed any differences that maybe men and women experience when trying to start a business?
What a great question. I've been thinking a lot about that as we were getting ready. There are a couple of little things where some examples from in my daily life, you guys probably have your own too. Mm-hmm. So I'm in a male-dominated industry. There, I work with a lot of scrap yards and different tech people where it's usually male owned and operated. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes when I'm working, I'll show up with my truck or a cargo van or something. And they'll be like, oh, where's your guy? You know, like, where's the guy? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes mm-hmm. I do experience that. But as far as going into business, I think there are a lot of great resources for all entrepreneurs. What it made me think about, though, was culturally how we were raised. Mm-hmm. Because if you're raised when you're a young woman to be quiet, to listen to others, to help mm-hmm. others, to serve others, that is something that can become ingrained in you when you're younger and hold you back in certain areas mm-hmm. when you're older, especially in the entrepreneurial world. Even basic things like asking for it, speaking out for what you need, going for the sale. There are so many women that have businesses where they sell themselves as a service. that came out differently than I wanted it to. But say they have coaching services.
Yeah.
And you compare them to a male that has the same amount of experience that's offering the same coaching services. And sometimes you'll see that they offer for less money. Mm-hmm. And they're not valuing themselves because they think, oh, no one wants to pay that much, or, you know, I'm not worth it. Or there are just these little things that we can carry with us, mm-hmm. that can go over into your business. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's where you see the big differences between male and female entrepreneurs. I don't know. What have you guys seen?
So I never thought of it like that, but it makes a lot of sense because I actually do see that a lot, where women, they'll have the same services as the man, but it'll be less expensive, or like people actually, from what I've seen, they actually take to women more. Like they feel more comfortable with getting their toes done by a woman or
massage by a man. Yeah.
Oh, and I guess it has a lot to do with, like, gender roles and, like, what society has made us believe what a man and a woman is supposed to do.
Yeah.
And thank you for making that turn, because when I think about the differences between a man and a woman in entrepreneurship, I always think about how it is in the workplace. Like, sometimes there's a wage gap for gender. But when you're an entrepreneur, it's, you know, you set that for yourself. So there doesn't have to be a wage gap, but you always have to do research, you know, to figure out how much that industry is worth and what is the potential, and you can set that bar. And honestly, now that I think about it, like my services they're affordable and to some they're cheap, but we get a lot of business because of that. And whereas maybe the male, whose ego might be through the roof, their expenses are high, and it's like, nope, I'm just going to go to her. Mm.
Well, I couldn't imagine anyone wanting to go anywhere else than Smash Therapy. That's crazy. But that's really interesting. And I wonder what causes that, if there is a belief in...
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
In worth or value, or, you know, what would cause that difference? The first thing that did pop into my mind too was the workplace, as you mentioned. And a few years ago, I read this book called Ask For It, and it was talking about the wage gap. And her reference to it was so interesting because she said, oh, everyone talks about this wage gap. Mm-hmm. And what they don't talk about is you may have Bob and Sarah, and they're both going in for the same job. Job pays 20 grand. They both are offered the job. Bob asks for more money. Sarah takes the job. And I never even thought to do that to negotiate for more money when I'm offered a job. And then she was saying that as a woman, there are so many places that we haven't been taught to negotiate when we get bonuses. I thought, oh, if I got a bonus, great, good for me. No, other people are negotiating their bonuses and negotiating for more money. And so she was saying the reason that we see such a huge difference in the wage gap are because there are also times that men have asked for things when women haven't. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder how that bleeds over into the entrepreneurial side, where a woman may say, oh, well, I need to do that, or I need to take care of that, or I can't ask for that. And they could be making more money or saving in costs if they would negotiate with different vendors or, you know, different client services that they offer.
That is correct.
Wow.
And funny story, side note, it's a side note. Mm-hmm. In my prior life, I read that I used to be a man.
Oh,
so I do have the qualities of negotiating. So, like, I always try to figure out, because people always talk about the wage gap, and I've always been a negotiator. Like, whenever I get hired, well, I only had one job out of college, but when I got hired, they offered me an amount, and I was like, no, I won't. Can I have this instead? And they're like, well, no. And I said, you know, I went to all this school, and I did all this. I didn't go to school for this. I want more. And every single year, I negotiate more, and I always get it.
That's fantastic.
But it's hard. It's not easy. It's not like, you know, this is the number I want you to give it to me. It's like, sometimes the feedback is, well, you need to create this presentation, or you need mm-hmm. to do this, or you need to make this change by this certain amount of months. Like, it's never like, oh, you get what you ask for. Mm. It's definitely like you need to earn it. But I think that's true. Like, some of us are taught not to, because I feel like you didn't ask for a raise, did you?
No, I was just very grateful to even have a raise because of how I was raised. I was raised to be humble. You know, you need to be grateful for everything.
Yeah.
You know, there
and I was going to say, our backgrounds are very different. And I think that that was a good analogy for us.
True.
Because she was raised and I wasn't.
True.
I wasn't raised at all. It was like, fend for yourself, girl.
Oh, my God. She learned the game. I was taught to serve others and, you know, and be obedient.
Absolutely. And I think
submissive. And it's so, and that is what's so hard. That's what's so hard.
All right. So good books for how to live outside of yourself. How to live outside of everything that you've ever known, everything that you've been taught. Shoot. What are they?
Oh, interesting.
Oh, gosh. Good books.
Okay. So that book I really did like. Ask For It, I really did like. I really love biographies of entrepreneurs. So Sarah Blakely, the owner, founder of Spanx, first woman self-made mm-hmm. billionaire.
Yeah.
She's phenomenal. Wow. Reading her story, so cool. She had this idea. She took the cash from her pocket. She was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do shapewear. And literally called different vendors to have it. Got shut down over and over and over again. And other people in the industry were like, this isn't how you do it. And she's like, well, this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to call people until I get someone that will. And now she's a billionaire. You know, she's made that herself. Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul, one of mm-hmm. the most popular book series. He has a book called Success Principles because he wrote this book. Nobody wanted it. They got turned down, I think, by 50 different publishers. I mean, just turned down over and over and over again. And then finally got the book published. It was a huge phenomenon. And he wanted to know, you know, was this because of something I did or because of something, you know, someone else did? I mean, was I lucky? Mm-hmm. And so he made the book, The Success Principles, really good book. I really like business books, so those are the kinds of books that I'm going to recommend.
It sounds like you made up in your mind that what you wanted to do was be an entrepreneur and work for yourself, and you did manifest that in the things that you read, the people that you surround yourself with, just like the whole visualization, like the secret, thoughts become things. I know you know that.
I've you know never that, heard right? Of that, no.
There's a book called The Secret, and then there is a documentary called The Secret. And basically, the main thing that they talk about is thoughts become things, and that's, you know, manifesting. Whatever we think about, whatever we dream about, whatever we talk about, whatever we read, whoever we talk to, whatever it is that we're doing manifests into reality.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And there's a huge following around that book and the thought process around it. I would say the only caveat is that and take massive action.
Mm-hmm.
Just always, it always has to be followed with action.
Okay.
Yes, and I think I always forget to say that because when we think of something, like say I want to be a billionaire, I'm not just going to want to be a billionaire. I'm going to do what billionaires do. I'm going to, and I think maybe some people miss that. It's not just, oh, I want to be a rapper. No, you got to write songs too. You know, you got to write them. You got to record them. You have to put them out there. You can't just be a rapper. Mm-hmm. You can't just want that. Mm-hmm. You have to do it too.
Exactly. Yeah. And to be specific, I mean, to hear what you're talking about, oh, I've written it down. These are the products that I want. This is what I want to do with mm-hmm. them. Like, the more specific that you can be, mm-hmm. the simpler it is to find that path from A to B. And it's never straight, and it's always, you know, all these different turns that come your way. But the more specific you are, the easier it is to figure out how to do that. And even that mentality, they talk about, oh, if you have a poor mentality, you always say, oh, I can't afford that. And if you have a wealthy mentality, it's, how can I afford that? what am I going to do to be able to get what I want?
Okay. You have to change the way you think.
Then. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You just, I did read like a little small book on that and changed the way you think, and mm-hmm. it really made me angry.
Yeah, reconstructive thinking.
Yeah, because it was even saying like, say, you know, you were robbed. You know, you have every right to give vindication. Or not. Let's not use that story because I would most definitely get vindication no matter what. Okay, so let's use another one. Say you got your heart broken mm-hmm. and you're angry. You know, it's normal to feel these feelings, but you cannot carry that on into the rest of your life. You have to process it. You have to deal with it. And then ultimately, you have to get over it. You have to live your life. Mm-hmm. You have to find what makes you happy. And yes, if the whole world could say, of course you're right. Yes, he's wrong. But you still have to be responsible for you. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, I don't want that. I want someone to feel sorry for me.
Yes, sometimes the pity party is needed and you just need to put on a good cry movie and let it out.
Just let it out.
And you can do that, but don't live there.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Did we take the words out of each other's mouths?
Y'all did.
Same brain.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because
I learned that from Madea.
You did? Of course you would.
Madea's my mother. That's what taught me. That's what raised me. Watching Madea movies.
I didn't know. I need to put that on the list. My life will be forever changed.
So you know the movie 27 Dresses, right?
Uh-huh.
How many t-shirts of Jiffy do you have?
Oh, I wish I could be really creepy with the whole closet full, but no, I don't.
Oh my goodness. We need to get our friend some t-shirts.
For the Smash Therapy t-shirts?
No, she just needs to carry a shirt that has just your face on it.
I want both of y'all. Y'all should have shirts for the podcast.
You guys have the greatest list.
Yeah. Okay, well then I need directions to the shirt.
We do have t-shirts for the podcast. You have a t-shirt. What are you talking about?
I just thought you did that for us.
I did, but we have t-shirts. I mean, we could give them away.
We could buy them from you.
We could buy them. I mean, I think that we should sell them because we're
entrepreneurs.
We're entrepreneurs. Yes. Well, we are helping a lot.
We have to change our logo though because my hair is no longer red and she doesn't have twists anymore.
No.
We're going to change it for season 3.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah. Well, we're almost done with season mm-hmm. 2. So, it's so sad. We're like halfway there.
Oh my goodness.
So
congratulations, you guys.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a journey.
It has.
But I think the one thing that we look for throughout the week is to come to the podcast,
mm-hmm.
no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if we can't do it on our set day, we're mm-hmm. like, no, we're going to do it this day.
Yeah.
Like, I think it started out as like our therapeutic outlet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it turned into, wow, other people are feeling the same way. The feedback that we're getting is like, oh, you guys are on point with my life. And there's no way that you knew that I was going through this. And it's just like, we didn't. We're going through it.
This is where we are.
Yeah.
Oh, and, you know, the world shut down, you know, right as we were doing our podcast. We had to do it outside my van.
No, oh, yeah.
In the back of my van.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was all cloth.
Maybe 6 episodes we did in the back of the van.
It was hilarious. I'd have to climb over the seat to let her out. I mean, oh, my God.
The days of the van podcasting.
And you know what? That's a step towards like entrepreneurship too. If you want to do something, you'll find a way no matter what.
Wow.
No matter like the obstacles that you have to go through, if you mm-hmm. have to record out of the back of a van or if you have to, you know, borrow money from your aunt mm-hmm. or like whatever it is, if that's what you want, you're going to find a way to do it.
You're going to find a way to do it.
So we are running out of time, but
man,
I know.
That's just so sad.
All right. In 3 seconds, not in 3 seconds, counting in 3 seconds, you can give us whatever tips you want to give, whether it's to the listeners or to us.
Awesome.
Go.
Thanks for having me. Be grateful. When you can stay rooted in gratitude, it will push out your fear. So if you can stay focused on the things to be grateful for, it'll help. And do not care about what other people think. You will never be able to follow your dreams and do what you want if you're constantly worried about what other people are thinking about it.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah. And it's like so true. How many people told you like, no, don't do that? How are you? Because they're already saying like, how do you make money? How many people told you that?
I think that I was raised in a house where stability is success. Get the stable job, that's success. Mm. And for me, doing something that I'm passionate about and finding a way to make money, mm-hmm. that's success to me. Mm-hmm. And so if you can figure out what it is to you, it's your life. You're the only you there is. Mm-hmm. Live it the best you can.
See, that's a way to answer the question without answering.
I'm
going to
have
it.
A business. I'm going to do it.
That, you know,
I
that's right.
So inspired.
When I opened Smash Therapy, literally every, and I stopped telling people because every single person I told said, don't open that business. Do not open it. Who's going to pay to break things? Why would they do that? This is not normal. Like, even somebody who I considered like my closest friend told me, do not do that. And I just, for a while, I just stopped talking about it to the point where after like a couple of months, maybe 6 months, somebody came to me and said, hey, what happened to that business you were going to open? And I said, oh, don't worry about it. And I opened it like the next month. And because people were not like supportive of that. And a lot of people have that attitude. She was supportive. She was just like, go for it. But she never gave her opinion. Like, you know, some people, you just don't need everybody's opinion.
No.
And find your tribe. You know, if being an entrepreneur is what you want to do, there's tons of different groups to get involved mm-hmm. in, podcasts to listen to. There's great people that will support you. And I also have mentors that don't know I exist. I follow their books and what they put out, and I take their I take their advice into my life, and they don't know I exist. So, you know, find your people.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Season 4, we're going to have to make sure that
Lauren's here every episode.
Uh-huh.
You guys are so nice.
How do you feel about being on a podcast? Have you ever been on one?
This is my first. Oh, I am so excited. Thank you guys for having me.
She could be our advice columnist.
Oh, wow. We're going to have people send in their, Lauren, please give me advice. And then we're going to.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be great.
Well, you did really well for your first podcast. We really appreciate you coming. We will have, for the viewers, we will have the links below to your business and any other links you want to provide if people want to recycle their old tech, or if you want to give links to books you listen to. Whatever you want to give, we will put below so that people can be more like you.
Yeah. That is the nicest compliment. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, the world would be such a more better place. We just had one more Lauren. One more Jiffy.
Oh, one more Rocky. Sweet.
Oh.
Three more Rockies. All right, guys, we're leaving.
Hey, guys.
Nope, wrong one. Don't hate me. Oh my God. I'm going to exit that and then. You know what? I'm the person who has multiple tasks. Forgive me. Okay, bye. Thanks for tuning in. You can find us at www.rockyandjiffy.org. That's RAQY, the letter N, JIFFY.org. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, bitch. She didn't laugh.